All right, we've woken up Craig.
Well, he's going to be just fiery right now.
Well, this is a great conversation for Craig because he was asleep. He's not even aware of this news that Erik Karlsson is now sitting in the one hole on TSN's trade bait board. This is shocking, a shocking development. And Craig Button on Overdrive is brought to you by Valiant Financial. How's it going over there, Craig?
It's going good. I'm aware. I mean, these things start to percolate. I'm 14 hours in front of you guys.
Oh, that's true.
You're behind me.
Yeah, you're in the future.
You guys find out after I find out these things. This thing was breaking 14 hours ago. You guys were sleeping.
Has Karlsson been traded in the future in South Korea?
Listen, I already know where he's going.
Okay. Tell us.
I can't tell you. It'll be breaking news. I can't bust the... I mean, if I break this trade now, Duffy will be furious at me.
Yeah, good.
Well, Craig, we were talking about it, like, what kind of package? These packages and requests are so ridiculous for players like Brassard and or the request, Evander Kane. What would a package look like if Erik Karlsson left Ottawa? Like, let's use a team like Tampa. Like, what goes back for him?
Well, you know, it's interesting, Jeff. I love what you say there. Like, you know, like the request. Oh, we need a first-round pick, a top prospect.
Oh, yeah.
You know, your firstborn, you know, $100 million to our Swiss bank account. That's what we want. Like, give me a break. Erik Karlsson, I mean, the bottom line is, I mean, he's a good player. I mean, I think what you're looking at is, you know, I think a team trading for him. No, like, you would think that they would be, are they looking to get him for the short term or are they looking to sign him long term? Because a team, I would think now, looking to get him right now, is not doesn't have to worry about signing him. They're looking now about, okay, what can we do? And you know, you have him for two playoff runs because he's got, you know, this year remained on his contract and next year remained on his contract. But, you know, when Jason Botterill says, oh, we want a first-round pick and a real good prospect and, you know, maybe a player off your roster, I would have to think that that's what Erik Karlsson would fetch. It's not what Evander Kane is fetching, but it's what Erik Karlsson would fetch.
Well, if it gets to a point where Tampa decides, just using them as the example, obviously every other team in the league would be calling Ottawa right now. You'd have to. But Tampa seems to be the team that everyone is using as kind of the primary team of interest right now. Let's say they don't include everyday players today. Braden Point isn't included. Sergachev isn't included. Based on your understanding of their organization and the picks and the assets they have, could you picture them putting a deal together that Ottawa would sign off on?
Well, I would think so. I mean, number one, I would say, okay, here's your first-round pick. I don't think that's a big deal for them. But then you start to look at the down who the players would be. Is, you know, just go back to the World Junior Tournament. It's Taylor Radish. It's Boris Katchuk. It's Libor Hájek, who was playing for the Czech Republic team. I mean, the Tampa Bay Lightning are loaded with prospects. So, I mean, they could get a first-round draft pick or two or three prospects, you know, and, you know, maybe they got to get a get a player off their roster. Maybe it's Alex Killorn or something like that who's got some term left on his contract. But, I mean, there's no question in my mind that they have a really, really deep pool of prospects. So I think they could probably satisfy Ottawa's request, and I think that it's important to note that, you know, you don't have to look at Erik Karlsson right now and acquiring him, that you have to sign him. He's signed, and you can move down that path over the next, I guess, what are we looking at here, about 16 months, and then figure out, you know, is he somebody you keep or is he somebody you just have for two playoff runs?
Craig, do you think Lou Lamoriello would pick up the call and be in on this conversation whatsoever?
You know, one thing I know about Lou, Jeff, is that he's usually very interested in any player that he feels can help his team. So, you know, the cost, the price, you know, is what Lou would be, you know, trying to evaluate. But Lou, in my history with Lou, has always been ready to explore any player that would help his team be better and then try to understand what the cost is. I mean, at the end of the day, we know that Erik Karlsson improves a team. And, you know, you start to... I don't think Toronto has the same... I mean, maybe that's the wrong way to put it. Maybe you start to look at it and go, okay, they have their first round pick, they have Timothy Liljegren, and then you start to look down their prospect base. But I think Tampa might have a little bit deeper prospect base, and might be able to add a little bit more or give a little bit more to Ottawa than Toronto. But Lou would be right in there.
Oh yeah, for sure. With Craig Button, Craig's over in South Korea, so the gold medal game going tonight, and it's Canada versus the United States. And we were just having the conversation in the women's game. You've been over there for a couple of weeks, and you've been tracking it. Do you get the sense like the gap is closing between Canada, the United States, and the field, or is it still as wide as it's ever been?
No, the field is closing for sure, Brian. I think all you got to do is look at the scores, look at the summaries. You don't see teams being outshot 50-6, and six of those shots coming from outside the blue line. The games, the teams are able to stay in the game for longer. Cheryl Pounder, who does women's hockey for TSN, I mean, she's really, really good. And one of the things she was telling me was that, the conditioning of the athletes is so much better. That they are able to understand what it takes to play 60 minutes. So she said Finland's there, Russia's trending there, Sweden is there. And the quality of player is getting so much better. As for the U.S. and Canada, I would say that both teams are peaking right now. Throw away anything else. It's going to be a good game. And the only thing that I hope is that this game doesn't end in a shootout. As Steve Dryden has said often, nothing says Olympics more than shootout. And I've had it with the shootout in the IIHF. I've had it. Yeah. Get rid of it in the medal round and find a way to get it resolved with everybody playing. There's a shootout. Just to me, it's enough.
How about on the men's side? How do you feel about Canada's chances going into the semis?
Well, I mean, considering it's Germany, I feel a lot better than I would have felt good if it was Sweden. But it's really interesting. Sean Simpson, who has worked for the Swiss Federation for years, was telling Chris Cuthbert that he felt that Germany, before the tournament, that Germany would be a hard out for anybody. Sweden beat them 1-0, and in the preliminary round, and a lot of people said, "Hey, Germany could have won it." After the game last night, everybody that I talked to said Germany was the better team. So, I know we look at Germany and we just say, boom, automatic, that's Canada's path to the gold medal round. But for Canada, they beat Finland. I think they played a terrific second and third period against Finland. And they got to bring that against Germany. I mean, Germany will not be an easy out. But this smells like 2002. Belarus upset Sweden in 2002. It made the path a little bit more direct to the gold medal game, but Canada took advantage. That's what they got to do on Friday, Korea time, to beat Germany. But I like the way Canada's been is playing. And, the key to tournament play, how you get better. And certainly that's what Canada has been doing. Kevin Poulin, I'll tell you what, coming in under the circumstance that he did against Finland was lights out good. And I think that, there's no area of Canada's game right now where they're lacking. And that's what you need to do to try to compete for gold.
Well, listen, we appreciate you getting up for us and enjoy the final few days over there. And I'm sure we'll do it again real soon. Thanks, buddy.
Okay, thanks. Have a good day.
You got it. Good night. He's good confused. Night. Craig doesn't know what's going on over here. It's 14 hours ahead. Craig Button on Overdrive, brought to you by Valiant Financial. For fast approvals and competitive payment options on heavy equipment from any dealer, visit valiantfinancial.ca.